Welcome to the Ease at Abundance podcast, where we talk about all things mindset, energy, and manifestation. I'm Annette, your host and mindset coach. Each week, we'll dive into the practices and principles that empower you to create a life filled with ease and abundance. If you're seeking clarity, inspiration, or practical tips, this podcast is designed to help you unlock your fullest potential and live a life you love. So if you're ready to transform your thoughts, elevate your energy, and embrace the abundant possibilities that await you, let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Ease and Abundance. Today, we're diving into quantum leaps, and I'm not talking about the old TV show, although that was a really good show back in the day. I'm talking about those sudden, dramatic shifts that can catapult your life into a whole new level. That sounds so exciting, right? But what exactly is a quantum leap? In physics, a quantum leap means an abrupt change or dramatic advance, like an electron instantly jumping to a higher energy level without passing through the in-between space. There's no slow transition. One moment it's here, the next moment it's there. Because of this suddenness, we've borrowed the term to describe life changes that happen seemingly overnight. In the self-development and manifestation world, a quantum leap is that almost magical jump from your current reality to a new, improved reality in a short time. It's the kind of leap where you wake up and everything feels different. You've manifested something really big, or you are someone new. But is it really magic, or is there science behind it? And where does spirituality come in? So in this episode, we're blending scientific perspective with spirituality to explore how quantum leaps work. By the end, my goal is that you'll understand both the physics and the metaphysics of this incredible transformation. Okay, let's get into it. The term quantum leap comes straight out of quantum mechanics, the branch of physics that studies the teeny tiny particles making up our universe. In the quantum world, particles like electrons don't move in continuous, predictable paths. They make sudden jumps. Picture an electron circling an atom. When it absorbs just the right amount of energy, it leaps to a higher orbit instantly with no in-between steps. That's a quantum leap in the literal sense. It's a tiny jump. Electrons are really small, but it's sudden. Here one second, gone the next. Scientists were amazed by this idea because it defies the smooth, gradual change we expect in classical physics. I'm certainly not a physicist. Actually, didn't even take sciences in high school. Little side note about me, I wanted to be an actress. And so when I was speaking with the guidance counselor, she was like, "You don't need sciences." Probably should have taken a couple science classes, and maybe I would have found it interesting. Maybe not back in the day. But anyways, hopefully I'm explaining this well. So back to what I was talking about, it's as if reality itself can shift in an instant. In physics, a quantum leap isn't huge. From what I've read, it's actually the smallest change an electron can make, but it is abrupt. This abruptness is what inspired people to use the phrase for big life changes. Who wouldn't want a sudden jump to a higher level of success or happiness? Now, beyond physics, let's look at our brain and body. Is there any scientific basis for sudden transformation? Enter neuroplasticity, the brain's amazing ability to flex and change itself. For a long time, scientists thought that the adult brain was pretty fixed. You get what you get. But now we know the brain can recognize pathways and even grow new neurons when needed. In other words, your brain is malleable, almost like clay. It can rewire itself in response to new experiences, learning, or even sudden insights. Neurons that fire together wire together. When you repeat a thought or an action, the neural connections for that get stronger. So this means we're not stuck. We can change. Why is this important for quantum leaps? Because if you want a sudden shift in your life, your brain has to support it. A new reality requires new thinking. And thanks to neuroplasticity, radical changes in perspectives or habit can literally create new neural networks to support your new normal. The brain can adapt quickly under the right conditions, forming new connections to make new behaviors or beliefs feel natural. Your hardware, your brain, updates to match your new software, your mindset. And speaking of mindset, science also tells us everything is energy. So Albert Einstein's famous equation E equals mc squared basically says mass is energy. If we zoom in deep enough, we find that matter is made of energetic particles vibrating at certain frequencies. So Nikola Tesla, inventor and scientist, is often quoted saying, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." And modern physics agree that frequency matters. For instance, a light wave's energy is determined by its frequency. So how does that relate to personal transformation? So we can think of our brain and body operating on frequencies too. Our brain waves, for example, come in different frequency ranges. When you're relaxed and calm, your brain is likely in the alpha wave range. And when you're in deep meditation or daydreaming, it might produce theta waves. In high focus or peak performance, gamma waves might show up. These frequencies are measurable and they correlate with different states of consciousness. Here's the cool part. By changing your mental state, you change your brain's frequency. Meditation is a great example. Research shows that regular meditation increases the prevalence of those relaxed alpha and theta waves associated with creativity and well-being. So in a way, you can raise your vibration in a measurable scientific sense by shifting your brain state. And when your brain is in a conducive state, it can be more prime for insights and change. Many people report that breakthroughs, their personal quantum leaps, happened after entering a calm or inspired state of mind, something science would attribute to optimal brain wave patterns and neuroplastic readiness for change. Energy isn't just a woo-woo concept. If everything is energy, then changing the energy, whether it's your brainwave frequency or the emotional vibe you radiate, can lead to tangible changes. Think of it like tuning a radio. You have to match the station's frequency to hear the music. It's still always there, but you have to be tuned into it to hear it. Likewise, turning your personal frequency might align you with the changes you desire, which leads us to the spiritual perspective on this. Here, the term quantum leap takes on an almost mystical flavor. Many spiritual teachers talk about shifting timelines or jumping into parallel realities. What do they mean by that? Imagine that every possible version of your life already exists in a giant cosmic library. Some call it the multiverse. In one version, you got that dream job and you moved to the perfect city. In another, maybe you took a different path. According to some spiritual philosophies, when you experience a quantum leap, you are essentially shifting your consciousness onto a different timeline, the one where that big desire has already happened. It's like tuning into a different channel of reality when you're already the successful, healthy, or happy version of you. So that might sound far-fetched. But interestingly, one interpretation of quantum physics, the many worlds interpretation, suggests something similar, that there are many parallel worlds coexisting and every possible outcome of every choice does happen in some alternate reality. I'm no expert on this. I find it incredibly fascinating. But let's get back to physics. In physics, those worlds don't interact, but spiritual thinkers play with the idea that maybe with our consciousness, we can move between them. In practical terms, the idea of shifting timelines encourages you to act and feel as if you're already in your desired reality. That's the identity work. But by doing so, you vibrate at the frequency of this reality and step into it. It's a metaphor, of course. We aren't physically hopping universes as far as we know, but it feels that way when a manifestation comes true. One day you're in one reality, the next day you seem to be living in another. Central to this spiritual approach is the law of attraction. And you've probably heard the basic idea, like attracts like. In essence, you create your own reality. What you focus on is what you draw into your life. If you constantly think about and believe in a certain outcome, you essentially align yourself with that outcome's vibration, and then you'll attract it. From a spiritual view, the universe is responsive. Your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs are like a magnet or a radio transmitter calling in the experiences that match them. So to make a quantum leap, you have to align your thoughts and feelings with the reality you want. Want that new job? Start feeling gratitude and confidence as if you already have it. It's not about daydreaming. It's intentionally shifting your mindset and feelings to match what you desire. By doing so consistently, you change the energy you're putting out, and eventually your reality catches up and changes too. And it's easier to take action when your identity matches the version of you that you want to be. So that's the identity work and really tapping into your subconscious to be the person that already has the things that you want. Okay, so even if you're not spiritual, there's a certain logic. When you believe in a goal strongly, you're more likely to notice opportunities and act on them, making the goal more likely to happen. Law of attraction enthusiasts would say that's the universe matching your frequency. Skeptics might say it's simply possible thinking plus action. A neuroscientist might say it's your reticular activating system. But anyways, another key spiritual element is the power of belief and visualization. You know the saying by Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. If deep down you don't believe something is possible, you'll sabotage or dismiss it. But if you truly believe that you are destined for a certain amazing outcome, you align your energy with it. Ties into visualization because one way to strengthen belief is to repeatedly see and feel yourself in the new reality. Athletes and performers have used visualization for decades to improve performance. Visualization is like practicing your future life in your mind. You're not just daydreaming, you're training your subconscious to accept this future as fact. The feeling aspect is crucial. It's not just visual, it's emotional. If you feel the joy, peace, or excitement of that new reality now, you're vibrating at the frequency of your desire. Feeling as if it's done magnetizes it to you. Even the placebo effect in medicine shows the power of belief. When some people believe they've received healing, their body often responds in kind. And as we noted in the science section, the mind can powerfully influence the body and behavior. So you see, belief, a seemingly intangible thing, literally can spark tangible change. It might kick off one of those neuroplastic changes in the brain or push someone to take action or signal the universe, depending on your view. Visualization is a practice that makes the abstract belief more concrete. By routinely imagining your desired reality, you prime yourself to step into it. It's like creating a blueprint in consciousness, which eventually manifests in physical form. Some even say that by visualizing, you're collapsing the wave function in quantum terms, choosing one reality out of the many possibilities and making it real through your focus. So whether or not you believe that's physically true, it's a powerful mental tool. So reality is not fixed. It's a spectrum of possibilities. You're not stuck. You can change. With intention, belief, and aligned energy, you can jump from one possibility to another. That's a quantum leap. It requires letting go of the old story and embodying the new story of you. Let's talk about some real-life quantum leaps to see how this plays out for actual people. These stories show us that extraordinary shifts that seem almost too good to be true, yet they happened. Jim Carrey's manifestation story is a well-known example of the law of attraction in action. In the late 80s, when he was a struggling actor, he wrote himself a $10 million check for acting services rendered, dated Thanksgiving 1995. He carried it in his wallet, visualizing success daily. And in 1994, he landed his breakout role in Dumb and Dumber, earning exactly $10 million, just as he had envisioned. And while he worked really hard for his success, Jim Carrey credits mindset and visualization as key forces behind his quantum leap. quantum leaps happen to regular people too. You might know someone or be someone who made a rapid career change that defied logic, or someone who struggled for years and then seemingly out of nowhere gets a big break. To outsiders, it looks like overnight, but often if you dig in, you find that person had a moment of clarity or decisive shift in attitude that paved the way. An entrepreneur might struggle for a long time, then suddenly change her approach or mindset, and within months, her business takes off like magic. A person stuck in an unhealthy relationship might do deep inner work, finally realize their self-worth, and boom, their next relationship is loving and supportive as if they're a different human, because internally they are. These are quantum leaps on a personal scale. They often come after periods of struggle or stagnation. It's like the pressure builds and then it releases all at once, leading the change in circumstances. You might be thinking, this sounds amazing, or she sounds crazy. But I'm assuming if you've listened this far, you're enjoying the episode and the content. Okay, how can we prepare for a quantum leap? So while we can't always predict when a leap will happen, we can create the conditions for transformation. And that's what I've been talking about in my other episodes. So setting a clear intention, know your what and your why, work on your belief system. Any thoughts of I can't, or it's impossible, or that's not for people like me, will act like a gravity pulling you down from your quantum leap. Identify your limiting beliefs. I'm not smart enough. I never catch a break. Challenge those thoughts. Replace them with empowering beliefs like I am capable. Opportunities find me. I deserve this. I am lucky. It'll feel weird at first, but remember neuroplasticity, repetition builds new neural pathways. You're reprogramming your mind to expect the extraordinary. Also, get inspired, read or listen to stories of people who have already achieved what you want. And every day, take a few minutes or more to imagine yourself living inside your desired reality. Make it a little mental movie. Visualize walking into your beautiful new office or signing a deal and seeing your bank account balance after that breakthrough. Engage all of your senses. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? And most importantly, tap into the emotions you would feel if you were already there. Over time, you will notice your belief growing and your actions aligning with the vision. So for example, if you want to leap into a life of abundance, cultivate feelings of abundance now. That might mean gratitude for what you have or recalling a time where you felt prosperous or free. The idea is to embody the state of the wish fulfilled. You can use magic to get into a certain mood. These little signals to your subconscious make a huge difference. You're essentially tuning your personal frequency to match the outcome. And of course, take inspired action. The action is often the bridge between the imagination and reality. The key here is inspired action that flows from your vision and intuition, not just the busy work. As you get clear and align your mindset, you start getting intuitive hits or opportunities. Act on them. Maybe you feel the urge to reach out to someone, sign up for a class, or create something new. Do it. Trust those nudges. These are often the clues lighting up the path to your quantum leap. And then let go and stay open. This step is a bit paradoxical, but important. While you're visualizing and taking action, practice letting go of desperate attachment to the outcome. Pressure and obsession can actually slow things down because they come from a place of doubt or fear, a lower vibration. Think of this like planting a seed. You plant a seed, you water it, and you care for it, but you don't dig it up every hour to check to see if it's growing. That would ruin the process. So set your intention, do your practices, take actions, and then relax. Trust that it's working, even if you can't see it yet. Sometimes the path to a quantum leap can surprise you, so stay open to the how. Maybe the result will come through a channel you didn't expect. Also, embrace change when it starts happening. Big shifts can feel uncomfortable or scary, but don't resist the very change you've been working towards. If a sudden opportunity comes that feels right but is also intimidating, this could be the doorway to your leap, and step through it if you can. Quantum leaps can happen when you let go of forcing it and you really enjoy the process. Okay, so we've covered a lot, from electrons jumping orbits to humans jumping timelines. So quantum leaps may feel extraordinary, but they start inside ordinary people who dare to believe and embrace change. Every big shift happens with a single moment of decision, a single thought that, hey, a new reality is possible for me. And you've taken that step just by listening and engaging today. Your quantum leap might happen when you least expect it, a phone call out of the blue, an insight during a morning coffee, a chance meeting, and suddenly, there you are in the new reality. And the saying goes, it's not a matter of if, but when. Thank you for joining me in this deep dive. We are all capable of far more than our minds often admit. So take this as your friendly reminder from the universe via this podcast that yes, you can do this. And at the end of the day, making a quantum leap comes down to a shift in mindset and the willingness to go after ambitious goals. You got to do the things that are out of your comfort zone. Okay, bye for now. See you next time. And now a quick little disclaimer. The information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The content provided here is not a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding a medical or mental health condition. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are my own and do not reflect the views of any organizations I may be affiliated with. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that I am not liable for any losses, injuries, or damages resulting from the use or misuse of the information shared. Your participation in this podcast is entirely voluntary and should be viewed as an opportunity to reflect and gain new insights to enhance your personal journey. Remember, growth is unique to each individual and your path is your own.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.